Spiderlight by Sarah Rain. Read by Diana Bishop. Author's Acknowledgement. My grateful thanks are due to Craig Ferguson and his National Trust colleagues at Nether Alderley Mill in Cheshire, who were so very helpful when I was researching this book. The time I spent at the beautifully maintained mill was immensely valuable in the writing of Spiderlight, and Craig and his team gave generously and enthusiastically of their time and knowledge. The layout and atmosphere of Twygrist are unashamedly based on Nether Alderley Mill, but there the similarity ends. Nether Alderley has almost certainly never been the setting for the strange and often macabre events that take place within the walls of Twygrist. Sarah Rain, 2005. Chapter 1. After 5 years away from the world, the first thing to strike Antonia Weston about her return to it was the noise. She had forgotten how loudly and how energetically people talked, and how shops and eating places were filled with intrusive music. It was, it seemed, dangerously easy to believe you had kept up to date, but when it came to it, you might as well have been living on the moon. Even something as simple as entering the restaurant where she had arranged to meet Jonathan Saxon was a culture shock. Antonia managed not to flinch from what felt like a wall of sound and to avoid staring at the people at other tables. But just as she had forgotten how loud the world was, she had also forgotten how fashions could change for ordinary people. Not startlingly, not drastically, not in the way of celebrities or TV stars, but more subtly. Had these sleek, svelte girls, who were having their lunch, and who probably worked in management consultancy or PR...